whose worship of transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is entitled Cosmic Manifestation. This is chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version, and today we're going to speak on text 38. Sri Shuka Uvacha Samparishyaiva Majano Jananang Parameshtinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmanor Nyarunadharihi. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sampradishyaiva Majano Jananang Parameshtinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmano Nyarunadharihi. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sampradishyaiva Majano Jananang Parameshtinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmano Nyarunadharihi. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sampradishyaivam Ajano Jananang Parameshinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmanonya Runadharihi. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sampradishyaivam Ajano Jananang Parameshtinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmano Nyarunadharihi. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sampradishyaivam Ajano Jananang Parameshinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmano Nyarunadharihi. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sampradishyaivam Ajano Jananam Parameshinam Pashyatastasya Tadrupam Atmano Nyarunadharihi. Any of the ladies want to try? Nobody here? Okay. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shuka Deva Goswami said, Sampradishya, fully instructing Brahmaji, Evam, thus, Ajanaha, the Supreme Lord, Jananam, of the living entities, Parameshtinam, unto the Supreme Leader, Brahma, Pashyataha, while he was seeing, Tasya, his, Tatrupam, that transcendental form, Atmanaha, of the Absolute, Nyarunat, disappeared. Harihi, the Lord, the Personality of Godhead. Shrila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Shukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, after being seen in his transcendental form, instructing Brahmaji, the leader of the living entities, disappeared. Please repeat. Shukadev Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, after being seen in his transcendental form, instructing Brahmaji, the leader of the living entities, disappeared. So it's Krishna that disappeared, not Brahma. It's not so clear if you don't read it properly. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, it is clearly mentioned that the Lord is Ajanaha, or the Supreme Person, and that he was showing his transcendental form, Atmano Rupam, to Brahmaji while instructing him in the summarization of Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses. He is Ajanaha, or the Supreme Person, amongst Jananam, or all persons. All living entities are individual persons, and amongst all such persons, Lord Hari is supreme, as confirmed in the Shruti Mantra, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, from the Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. So there is no place for impersonal features in the transcendental world, as there are impersonal features in the material world. Whenever there is chaitana, or knowledge, the personal feature comes in. In the spiritual world, everything is full of knowledge, and therefore, everything in the transcendental world, the land, the water, the tree, the mountain, the river, the man, the animal, the bird, everything is of the same quality, namely chaitana. And therefore, everything there is individual and personal. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us this information as the supreme Vedic literature, and it was personally instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Brahmaji so that the leader of the living entities might broadcast the message to all in the universe in order to teach the supreme knowledge of Bhakti Yoga. Brahmaji, in his turn, instructed Narada, his beloved son, the same message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Narada, in his turn, taught the same to Vyasadeva, who again taught it to Shukadeva Goswami. Through Shukadeva Goswami's grace and by the mercy of Maharaj Parikshit, we are all given Srimad Bhagavatam perpetually to learn the science of the Absolute Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Bhacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshtarane Om Agyana Tamirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unvilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishnang Shtapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tang Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvatamsa Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancho Kopaturubhya Shah Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavadebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So many speakers are fond of beginning their class by asking, who's speaking this verse? So we don't have to ask. We know it's stated in the verse itself. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit as his main audience, but there were so many other sages there. It was not just himself and Maharaj Parikshit. As we know, we've seen the picture, as Prabhupada said. He never called these paintings paintings. He said, you've seen the picture. So we've seen that picture of Shukadeva Goswami sitting on the Vyasasan naked. Don't try that at home or in the temple for sure. And Parikshit Maharaj is sitting in front of him. And then so many hundreds, I don't know the exact number, I don't know if it's stated anywhere, but lots and lots of sages were sitting there hearing this discourse. So the Lord, Hari, Hari means He who takes away. Now, generally, we're afraid of having things taken away from us. We don't want anything taken away. If I give something away, fine, but I don't want anything taken away from me. That's not cool. But when Krishna takes, that's cool. That's cool. When Krishna takes away from you, it's good for you. And you can't stop it anyway. So why get upset? You see? Prabhupada used to say, with his 10 hands, why 10 hands? Because there are 10 directions. North, south, east, west, the 4 corners, and up and down. 10 directions. And Krishna has a hand coming from each direction. So when Krishna comes with 10 hands to take from you, what are you going to do with your 2 hands? Or even if you have 4 hands, you can't stop him from taking everything if he wants it. And he has a right to take everything, because it all belongs to him. Everything in this universe, animate or inanimate, is controlled and owned by the Lord. Ishvapanishad informs us. So everything belongs to Krishna. So when he comes in as Hari to take away, we should actually be happy that Krishna is interacting with me. He's taking what's not good for me. And when Krishna comes to give you with 10 hands, with your 2 hands, what you can take? What can you take? You see? So Krishna does both things. He gives and he takes away. And he has a right to do both, because everything belongs to him. When I'm so-called giving to somebody, it's not really mine. People get so puffed up and proud about, oh, let me give you this and let me give you. What are you giving? It doesn't belong to you. Stena eva se uchate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you're a thief. If you're giving stuff and you're not doing it in my name, then you're a thief. That's why he says, whatever you give in charity, do it as an offering to me. And so we should be very careful. Again, I've mentioned this, but I've noticed a trend, even in our community. Some devotees, they like to be in the giving position. Oh, let me give you this, let me give you that. And when you try to give him something in return, no. No, that's not Vaishnav. Vaishnav community means you give and you receive. Dadati pratigrinati. You give in charity and you accept in charity. Even if you don't want to keep it, you accept it graciously and then you give it to somebody else. Prabhupada did that. He set the example. In Prabhupada's days, there was no iPhone or anything like that. So everybody still wore watches. If you wanted to know the time, you wore a watch. And the devotees noticed that Prabhupada always wore a watch. So wherever he would go, the devotees would give him a new watch, practically. So sometimes Prabhupada had 3-4 watches, and he would accept graciously, and then he would give it to one of his disciples. Like that. So that's intelligence. That's real humility, understanding that nothing belongs to me, so I can't really give anything to anybody. And when somebody gives, it's actually coming from Krishna. So let me accept it graciously, and then do the needful. If you don't really need it, and this is a brahmana. Prabhupada said a brahmana is a person who always remains poor. Why? Because even if you give him $100,000 in the morning, by the end of the day, he will give it away in charity. Or do something proper with it. Put on a festival for Krishna or something. He will spend it properly. So the brahmana always remains poor, voluntarily. He doesn't accumulate wealth, stocking it up in the bank or under the mattress and then worrying about it. I can't, leave home for a second because I worry somebody's going to break in and steal all my money. And no, that's not brahminical. Brahminical culture means the brahmana fully understanding that everything belongs to Krishna, accepts and uses it in that mentality, in that mood. And sometimes they even throw away, just like we know. Arjuna has the name Dhananjaya, conqueror of wealth. Why? Because when it was time to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, Yudhishthira told his brothers, we need Lakshmi, I need money to do this big sacrifice. So they were scratching their heads, what to do? So Krishna told Arjuna that you go up in this hill in the Himalayas. There used to be a king, very wealthy king. He would have huge sacrifices. And at the end of the sacrifice, he would give all the brahmanas tons of gold as a compensation. But they were brahmanas and gold is heavy. What to do? As soon as they left the arena of sacrifice, they would throw it away. So over time, there became a huge mountain of gold piled up. And then, in time it got covered over. So Krishna told Arjuna where to go and find it. And therefore it became known as Dhananjaya. So we hear in this section of the Bhagavatam, we've just heard Lord Hari, Krishna, enlighten Brahma in just 4 verses. This is called the seed, Chatushloki, seed verses of the Bhagavatam. And we're not surprised because in our experience, everything is grown from a seed, isn't it? Everything starts out seed, like our own bodily existence. Pungsak reta kanashaya. The father puts this seed of the semina with the living entity encapsulated in that semina. It joins with the egg of the mother and it forms a little pea-like, a little seed-like formation. And then if everything goes well, that little seed attached to the uterus of the mother grows and grows and grows and grows. And when it becomes viable, then the living entity comes out with a current material body. Depending on the nature of the mother, that's the body you're going to get. And similarly, we see that practically everything grows from that seed. Even you could say our material constructions, like this building, somebody had the seed of an idea of what should be here, and then they put that down on paper. Formerly, it used to be with pen and ruler. That's how I learned. I studied civil engineering, and part of that, you have to learn how to do drafting. Put down a, get a draft table, put down a rule, get a protractor and all that. And it was pretty tedious. Nowadays, it's all done on a computer. You just sit down on a computer. You get this shape, that shape, rectangle, circle, whatever, put it together. You get CAD program. You can create a whole building on the computer, and then they print it out, and it's made from that blueprint. But in general, again, our experience is that everything is growing from a seed. So it's not surprising then that the Bhagavatam is given in seed form to Lord Brahma. But in order to understand and expand on that seed, one has to be very intelligent. One has to be very intelligent. The Vedic literature later on became condensed again by Vyasadeva in the form of these aphorisms we know as the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. And it's just very terse lines. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. You go to somebody and say that. Well, even if they know Sanskrit, they may not understand thoroughly. But even if you give them an English translation, now is the time to inquire into Brahman. Why? What does it mean by why now? Why is this now stress? Because now you have this human form of life where you can understand or try to understand what who you are, where you came from, where this whole material manifestation came from. Where it's going, what is the future going to be for me and for this planet. And so intelligent people, as we see every day, they take some interest, but not to the fullest. Everybody's talking about climate warming, climate change, and what's going to happen in the future, and so many belligerent governments are out there, and is there going to be another war, and the economy is falling apart, will it ever get right again? In our own case, we are very concerned about the shipping crisis because we order books from, a lot of our books come from abroad, from China, most a lot of them. And, they get shipped over and they're sitting off the coast right now. There's such a backlog in the shipping, in the unloading industry at the port. Ships are waiting literally 2-3 weeks, a month before they can unload their cargo. So we had sets of Bhagavatam arrived from Germany. These particular sets we ordered from Germany. They arrived about 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and they're sitting in a ship off the coast. There's nothing you can do. You can't take a little speedboat and go out and demand, give me my Bhagavatams. You can't do that. You have to wait. You have to sit down tight until the ship is allowed to unload at the port. And then you get your goods, whatever the goods are. Unfortunately, a lot of the capacity of these shipping companies is overloaded, overburdened by nonsense cargo. Plastic toys and all kinds of nonsense coming from China. That's where most of the capacity is taken up by. People order all these nonsense things. Unwanted, anartha. That's what the word anartha means. Things that are not necessary. Artha means beneficial. Anartha means unbeneficial, not necessary. Completely unnecessary. I think I mentioned in my last class, I'm active on several forums online, and somebody was complaining about why people buy things that they don't want or don't like. And I wrote back, I said, frankly, if people stop buying things that they didn't want or even don't like, the economy would fall apart, the modern economy. It's dependent on that. It's depending on you going on Amazon.com and buying stuff that you don't even really want. Later on you say, why did I buy that? I don't even really need it. But the economy depends on that, on people clicking that plastic this and, just so they can spend their money because they don't know of any better way to spend the money. So Krishna consciousness means coming in contact with persons like Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession where they can tell you clearly what is the goal of life, what you should do with your human energy, your brain power, your physical power, all the energy that you have at your disposal, your money, what to do, how to properly spend it to benefit yourself and others. See, people are trying to benefit themselves primarily, but they don't can't even do that. Don't even know how to benefit themselves. How to spend my money in such a way that I get the best ROI, as they say, return on investment. They don't know. So they buy all kinds of foolish things, and then they regret it, and then they try to sell it. They dump it on the market, and it's just a big mess. So this education in Brahma Jigyasa is totally, absolutely required for smooth functioning of society, for the best destination after this life, because this life is not all in all. When we wish somebody a happy birthday, I like to say, have a nice day, have a nice week, month, year, life, afterlife. Because that's really the important thing. Not just having a nice day or a nice week or nice life. Nice afterlife. What is the best thing you can do with this life to get the best afterlife? So Krishna comes repeatedly. He doesn't just come this one time to speak to Lord Brahma. He comes repeatedly. Yada yada yadharmasya glani bhava. He comes repeatedly to give the same message. Same message that he gave to the sun god 40 million years ago. Same message that he gave to Arjuna 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya. He comes repeatedly. But why? Because we have this material body that's changing. We are forgetful. Prabhupada stressed that when speaking on the fourth chapter. Why is it that Krishna doesn't forget? He told Arjuna, many, many births you and I have passed. But why is it that Krishna doesn't forget? Because his body doesn't change. Arjuna, even though he's a pure devotee, his body changes when he's in this material sojourn with Krishna. He takes another material body, another material body. And because of that change of body, he forgets. So he didn't remember necessarily that he was with Krishna when Krishna spoke to the sun god 40 million years ago. Didn't necessarily remember. And this is our case. Because the body is always changing, we keep forgetting. We forget things. And one of those changes that the body goes through is this sleep, swapna. So when we sleep at night, we take on a whole different persona. I think I'm flying in the sky, or I'm going down a river somewhere, or I'm, you know, I become a different person. But then the alarm goes off, and you remember who you are in this life, at least. I'm Brigapati Das, and I have to, you know, leave at 8 o'clock to go, you know, like that. But when he goes back to Godhead, he may not necessarily be Brigapati Das. He'll have another name. He has an eternal name and an eternal form. Oh, we all do. I've always wondered, how are we going to recognize each other when we get back to home, back to Godhead? But Prabhupada assures us that in the spiritual world, there is an ISKCON, and we will all be there together. Some or other, we'll recognize each other, even though we'll all be in not the same forms that we have now. This is what we have to look forward to. So this is a message that's coming down from Lord Brahma. He takes it seriously. We're in the Brahma Sampradaya, so he's setting the example, and we should follow that example. He has heard these four verses from the Lord. He takes the message very seriously, and he makes a plan how to execute the will of the Lord, mission of the Lord, pass on this information. He's empowered. Brahma is the source of the Veda in every universe. So he takes it very seriously, and he disseminates this Vedic knowledge coming down, as mentioned in Prabhupada mentions in the purport, for, to Narada, his beloved son, and then from Narada to Vyasa. And then like that, from Vyasadeva to his son, Shukadeva Goswami, who is now speaking to Maharaj Pariksit. And Shukadeva Goswami, it's noted, didn't say, I didn't see the Lord in person, therefore how do I know this? No, he accepted. Vyasadeva is a representative of God. He says this is such and such and such. I accept it, and I repeat that. I don't have to go and independently verify and ask the Lord to come, like the non-believers. You say there's a God. Show me God. If there's a God, let him smite me dead right now. See, I didn't die, therefore there is no God. Nah. Prabhupada said, this is foolish argument. God is not so, you know, doesn't have to come down to your level. You're already dead. He's already killed you by his Kala Shakti. It's just a matter of time. You flop around for a few more days, a few more years, and then you're gone. So God doesn't have to come and kill you on your demand. It's already made arrangement, just like he told Arjuna on the battlefield. I've already arranged for everybody here to die except for you guys, the Pandavas. Everybody on both sides are going to die. So he's already made that arrangement. He doesn't have to come on your demand. If there's a God, let him kill me right now. No, he doesn't have to do that. And then he boastfully, see, I'm still alive, therefore there is no God. Foolish argument. Foolish argument. So, Shukadeva Goswami did not demand, let me see God and then I'll, no. So similarly, we don't have to make such demand. Krishna should come in front of me and speak Bhagavad Gita to me personally and then I'll accept it. No. Prabhupada said, you have to accept God's representative. I am God's representative. He didn't, you know, boast like that, but he was, let it be known. Very forcefully, Prabhupada preached this from the Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because he's empowered to do so. Empowered by his spiritual master, was empowered by his spiritual master, going all the way back to Krishna himself. And this is what we should do. Simply accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. Repeat it. And it will be beneficial to everybody. The conclusion of all of this is to chant Hare Krishna, we know. So last night we were out on the promenade chanting. Small party, it was only five of us left here and then Jagadish and his daughter came. So seven total. No, Gauranga Prem also joined from the pier, so eight of us total. And we went up and down the promenade and then I said, hey, let's stay right here. We're right in front of the Apple store. Two reasons, there was no competition. Every other block, there was some guy playing guitar or, you know, some singers or something. But in that block, no other competition in terms of singing. And we had a captive audience. Long line of people waiting for the latest iPhone, iPhone 13. Long line. So they were a captive audience. They thought they were coming to pick up the latest from Apple, but no, they came to get the seed of bhakti in the form of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll stop here. We have a few minutes if there's any discussion. Okay, Granta Rashima Bhagavatam Kijai, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Gaur Bhaktivedanta Kijai.